In
levels.
terms of clinical side effects, what have you seen in terms of the PEG versus Erwinia?
The Erwinia is actually quite well tolerated, but it's A, very expensive, B, it's been hard to obtain until recently, and it is more complicated because it's given several times a week. One other thing I wanted to mention is typically when we give asparaginase these days, we're giving it intravenously, pegylated asparaginase intravenously. So those skin reactions are not a way that we have really to monitor this anymore. And it's thought to be better tolerated actually when it's given intravenously, interestingly.
That idea of looking at the level sounds really interesting. Is that being incorporated into ongoing
Yes,
trials?
it is. I mean, the Dana-Farber has had a long-term interest in studying this, and now in our future trials in the cooperative group, one of our plans is to actually monitor asparaginase levels.
I guess another issue for patients with allergic reactions to PEG asparaginase getting Erwinia is that now can be given both IM and IV.